A few years ago, there was an earthquake deep under the ocean, in the Indian Ocean, which caused a wave to rise and travel hundreds and thousands of miles through the water until at last the tsunami wave hit the coast of Africa. And when it arrived in Africa, it swept a bunch of things out to sea, including a baby hippopotamus, who got stranded on a coral reef within plain sight of the shore. And when the people who lived there at the coast saw this baby hippopotamus stuck all by itself on the reef, they immediately began to think, what can we do to rescue and help this hippopotamus? So they tried all kinds of things. It took them all day long because, although this was a baby hippopotamus, he already weighed 600 pounds. He was really scared. He was trying to run away from anybody who approached him, and the water made him super slippery. So they worked for hours trying to catch this hippo until finally a guy named Owen tackled the little hippo, held tight to him until other volunteers could run and wrap a net around him, and they were able to safely bring him to shore. And everybody was so happy that they were going to be able to rescue this hippopotamus at last, and they were so admiring of the rescue effort, they said, let's name the hippo Owen, the same name as this man who had enough strength to hold on for him to him and help him get rescued. And they decided they were going to take Owen, the baby hippopotamus, to a nearby wildlife refuge, a place called Holler Park. This park had once been a quarry, which is a place where rocks were being dug up to make cement, and it kind of killed everything that was growing there. But the cement company, who'd done the mining all those years, hired a scientist to get the plants to grow again and to clean the water so that the birds and the butterflies and the animals could come back and live there. Now, it was a beautiful park. So all the people knew that this baby hippo was going to really be well taken care of and be happy in this park. But of course, the hippo didn't have any way to know this, and he was still really scared. So that evening, when they brought him to the park to release him into an enclosed, safe area in the park, they took the nets off, and Owen the baby hippo looked around, and he found the biggest creature that he could find, which happened to be a giant tortoise named Mazay, and he ran and hid behind this tortoise. Now, if Owen's mother had been there, he would have hidden behind his mother, but she wasn't there. So he hid behind this biggest animal that he could find. And this tortoise, Mazay, was 130 years old. And he was used to being all by himself, being left alone. In fact, he was usually kind of cranky if anybody tried to get near him, just wanted to do his own thing. And so when this baby hippo came to hide behind him, he tried to crawl away. But Owen just stuck right to his side, followed along. So Mazay crawled around for a while, and when Owen wouldn't be deterred from sticking right next to him, Mazay just went to sleep. And so Owen, the baby hippopotamus, snuggled right up next to Mazay and also went to sleep. And it turned out in the morning, there they were, sleeping side by side. And Owen was such a little hippo still that he had only ever drunk his mother's milk. He didn't even know how to eat leaves and grass, so Mazay had to show him how. And when Mazay would go in the heat of the day to the pond to rest in the water, Owen would go along too. And when Owen would start to get nervous and upset and act like he was going to run around and do something foolish, Mazay would stand right in front of him until he calmed down. And when they went walking together, sometimes Mazay would nip gently at Owen's tail to get him to speed up. And sometimes Owen would sort of nudge Mazay's foot to get him to turn right or turn left. Well, none of the people could believe what they were seeing. They had never seen a tortoise and a hippopotamus that went everywhere together. They'd never seen a hippopotamus lick a tortoise's face or a tortoise sleep with its head on a hippopotamus's belly. They had never heard a tortoise and a hippopotamus make low grumbling sounds to each other, one first and then the other repeating back and forth what seemed like kind of talking to each other. And they said, how could this be happening? But whatever was making it happen, they rejoiced because they really wanted Owen to be happy and to thrive and grow in his new home after he'd been through such a terrible trauma and had lost his original family. The name Mazay is a Swahili word that means wise old man. Dear God, we thank you for all those who are willing to befriend us, willing to show us what we need to know about this world. We thank you for those who walk with us and rest with us and look out for us. We thank you for what we're learning about your abundant grace, which opens the way to new life. We thank you for what we're learning about your surprising spirit, It's like the wind blows wherever it wills. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.